Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. I have a question for everyone listening today. Have you ever listened to a podcast, maybe even this podcast? We ask each guest at the end what their rituals are to stay in an authentic life. Do you listen to other podcasts that suggest regimens? Do you read blog posts? Do you study the behavioral habits of anybody that you admire and try to figure out what they do? Have you read books on how to hack life and you know, get the edge? If you've done any of these things, then you've probably got a list of things that are on your should list. And what I mean by that is I should get up at 5 a.m. and go jogging because I read that jogging in the morning is really effective to start your day. I should have a healthy breakfast to start my day and have a kale smoothie. I should read more books. I should read at least 4 books a month, and the books should be a certain quality. I should go to bed at a certain time, sleep a certain amount of hours. I should drink this amount of much water per day. I should have a healthy diet. Some of you may have gotten really into it where you're worrying about the nutrients that you're getting and the different types of foods. And all of these things are good concepts and interesting and things to explore. Should you meditate? Should you meditate twice a day for 20 minutes as the transcendental meditation people would suggest? Should you meditate just 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes? Headspace, an app, would put you on a series. The issue to me isn't that one can't take an interest in the various things in the world and all of their benefits. The problem is that when we look at a bunch of people or different sources and we start to cherry pick them, put them together into one really long laundry list of shoulds, things we should do that we've read or seen that we believe will help us. Because we want to feel better in our lives and we've decided that these things are going to get us there. We also want success and we believe that these people who have had success, who are telling us that these are the things they've done in their lives, it's really a good idea to just imitate a lot of what they do to get there. Here's my issue. I know a lot of successful people. I've had a lot of success in my life. I've interviewed 70 plus people for the show who are successful. In the end of the day, when you listen to what they actually do per day, it's a modest amount of things. They've cherry-picked out a couple things, 2-3 things a day. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're feeling overwhelmed by the amount of pressure you're placing on yourself, and your list is really long, and maybe your list is constantly changing. In my coaching practice, I am actually encountering this quite a bit. One day, a client will tell me that they really need to get off sugar, and the next day, another client will tell me that they've got to exercise twice as much as what they're doing today, or that their system for getting things done isn't, you know, working for them. And all of these things objectively are good ideas. What I really wanted to say today, and I just hope that everyone listening takes a moment to assess their lives, how many things are on your list? Are they working for you? If they're not working, take them off the list, even if they might be working for somebody else. Authenticity is all the way down to these micro details. Waking up at 5 in the morning and going for a jog may be authentic and amazing for one person to start their day, but absolutely abysmal and atrocious for another. Some people may have their best working hours from 7 to 11 in the morning. Somebody else might have their best working hours in the evenings. It doesn't matter. Find what works for you. Do you. Listen to the suggestions of others. Try them. And if it's not working, no guilt, don't feel bad, no judgment. It's just not for you. The goal is to get the outcome of having more success, the outcome of getting more done, the outcome of feeling great in that process, the outcome of feeling like your week, your month, your year was spent in ways that are meaningful to you. And these systems are supposed to support that. And so if you look around your life and the systems in your life are not supportive, then don't do them. If they're working, keep doing them and don't worry about what anybody else is doing unless you're not getting the outcome you're looking for. One client literally said to me, I have an image of myself that I should work, do something on the side that I love, then transition to this thing that I love over time. And I laughed and I said, isn't that what you did? And in fact, she laughed. She said, yes, I did, I guess. So even in the case where she is doing exactly what she imagines to be the ideal image of what a person should be doing, she was doing it and not even noticing. So I encourage you to let go of some of that inner judgment. Have a little more self-compassion. Be realistic about what you are doing. Don't, you know, we tend to underemphasize what we are getting done and over-exaggerate what we're not. Take an inventory of what you're getting done. Take an inventory of your systems. Ask yourself, are they working? If you're thinking, well, no, because I want to get more done, I want to accomplish more, are you being unrealistic? So success isn't about finding a particular system that works. There are general things that work. Generally speaking, we want to be healthy. Generally speaking, we want to get enough sleep. Generally speaking, we want to set up systems in our life that help us get productive. Generally speaking, we want to pick broadly our goals per quarter, per year that are in our own interest that we are excited and motivated towards. Generally speaking, we want to earn a certain amount of money to sustain our lives. How we get there, the details are very specific. This is all about authenticity. So check it out. Go check out what you're doing. See if the things you're doing are authentic to you. If they're not, get rid of them. If they're helping you, high five yourself and be done with this discussion and just let these systems work for you. I have found systems in my life that work. I haven't changed them in 10 years. Why would I? I don't spend any time. Because when you spend time analyzing and recreating the systems around you, it's actually taking away time from the things you need to get done. So find a system, make it work. If you need to redo it, do it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And I hope this episode really helps you take a moment to be a little more compassionate and excited about what you are getting done and let go of all this pressure to do things that are not effective for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked today's show.